Signs of the Promised Messiah and Mahdi. After this explanation, I shall now give an account of the signs of the Promised Messiah as narrated by the Holy Prophet. Anybody who looks at these signs with an open mind will have no difficulty in identifying the time appointed for the advent of the Promised Messiah. It is important, however, to remind ourselves that when the Muslim community became divided into sects, many people began to fabricate traditions to serve their respective interests. The fabrications were made to promote sectarian beliefs. We meet with many so-called traditions which tell of the coming of the Mahdi and describe the signs of his advent. But the words employed in these traditions make it quite clear that they have been designed to favor some sectional or sectarian belief. Some of these traditions may be true or may contain elements of truth. Even so, a seeker after truth must exercise great care in using them. Such traditions should not be allowed to become decisive in the discovery of truth. To cite an example, many traditions recorded during the Abbasid times apparently speak of the Mahdi and his time, but their net effect is the suggestion that the pro-Abbasid disturbances in Khurasan were sanctioned and supported by God. That those traditions were fabricated is proved by subsequent history. 1,000 years have passed since those traditions were recorded, but a Mahdi answering their description has not appeared in the world. Similarly, there are traditions in which the signs announcing the time of the Mahdi have been mixed up with the descriptions of past events. Unless the two are disentangled from each other, unless the past events which figure as signs of the future are clearly distinguished from the true signs of the future, we cannot reach the truth. Those who were ignorant of the main currents of Islamic history have been misled by such fabrications. They treated these traditions as descriptions of the future and waited in vain for events which had occurred long before. The fabrications, as I have said, were designed to further sectarian ends. Therefore, while considering the signs of the coming of the Mahdi, it is imperative that we should eliminate, out of the traditional descriptions, those which do not point to any definite events. Only thus can we guard against falling into a pit dug by interested people for the furtherance of their own ends. The Holy Prophet of Islam, may he receive unlimited mercy and blessings from God, took care to narrate the signs of the coming of the Messiah and the Mahdi as one continuous chain. If we remember this, we can guard against many a mistake and many a mischief created deliberately by interested persons. A chain of signs has to hang together. Any interpolation not fitting into the chain as a whole can be spotted at once as something foreign and false. For instance, if the Holy Prophet had said that the Promised One would have such and such a name, his father such and such a one, and so on, many persons would have assumed those names and then claimed that they answered the Prophet's description of the Promised One. No wonder the Holy Prophet avoided descriptions of this sort. It was too easy for interested persons to copy them. Instead, the Holy Prophet pointed to signs which it was not possible for anyone to bring together. These are signs which have to wait on cosmic changes spread over hundreds of years. These signs, no human beings or groups of human beings working together for generations could create. Another precaution which the Holy Prophet observed in narrating the signs of the Mahdi is that many of those signs have been marked out by him as signs peculiar to the time of the Mahdi. They are signs which were not to appear at any time before the advent of the Mahdi. We should be guided by these rational and useful pointers. If in the course of our consideration of signs narrated in the traditions of the Holy Prophet, we come upon cosmic events and changes which it is not in the power of man to produce, and those changes and events are said to mark the time of the Mahdi, then we cannot but think that when they occur, the time appointed for the advent of the Messiah and the Mahdi has come. If, at such a time, we are told of other signs of the Mahdi which have not yet appeared, we have to admit either that those signs are not signs, but fabrications mixed up with the signs by unscrupulous individuals, or that the meaning of those signs lies below the surface and that they are symbols needing interpretation. After this, I wish to stress the point that the signs narrated by the Holy Prophet of the advent of the Messiah and the Mahdi have to be taken together. They cannot be taken singly. It is the many-sided picture, the whole, which is to be treated as the picture of the time of the promised Messiah and Mahdi. For example, it is said in the traditions that one sign of the Mahdi is the disappearance of honest dealings, another the disappearance of knowledge. Now, if these signs are taken separately and each treated as the sign of the Messiah and the Mahdi, we may think that when honest dealings disappear from the world, we should expect the Mahdi and the Messiah. And when knowledge disappears and ignorance takes its place, again we should expect the Mahdi and the Messiah. This would be absurd. During the last 1300 years, Muslims have suffered many fluctuations in their history. Sometimes they have lost the virtue of knowledge, sometimes the virtue of honest dealings, but the Mahdi or the Messiah did not appear. It follows, therefore, that such signs are not to be applied singly. What we have to do is to put together all the signs enumerated by the Holy Prophet, on whom be peace, and treat the total picture as the picture of the appointed time. Taken singly, these signs can apply to other times, but taken together, they cannot apply to any but the time of the Messiah and Mahdi. To identify a time, we have to use the same methods which we use to identify a human individual. When we wish to describe an unknown person, one who has not been seen by others, what do? We describe his face, his height, his complexion, his habits and other qualities, his friends, relations and so on. We may even describe the house in which he lives. We may say the man is tall, fair, of medium weight, with a broad forehead, a sharp nose, large eyes, large lips, a big chin. We might say further that he knows Arabic, is Muslim by faith, that his community is against him, and that he is a man of high character. We might even describe his house and the houses close by. A man so fully described can be identified by anybody. Nobody who goes in search of such a man will miss him, even though efforts are made to defeat the search. Now, what signs can possibly serve to identify a time? If we can point to the condition of heavenly bodies, changes in the earth, political and social conditions, the state of religion, of knowledge, of morals, if we can add to this a description of relations between nations, of economic facts, of methods of transport and travel, then whoever looks about with these signs in his mind will be able to identify the time to which the signs apply. As soon as he enters such a time, he will be able to say that the time, which had been foretold, has come. He will have no difficulty. The total description given to him will leave no doubt in his mind. This is why the Holy Prophet has given an exhaustive description of the time of the promised Messiah and the Mahdi. He did so in order that sectarian rivalries should not result in the invention of traditions making difficult the identification of the time of the Messiah and the Mahdi. There is no doubt that there has been fabrication of traditions, but the fabricators had little idea of the signs described by the Holy Prophet. Therefore, their fabrications did not result in any mischief. Anybody today who has considered the signs as a whole will certainly have felt that the present is the time of the promised Messiah and the Mahdi. I shall now narrate the signs told by the Holy Prophet. It will become clear as I proceed that the Messiah could not have come at any other time.